The wash up for season 2021, and it's GFL time now. Travis Robertson has been good enough to join us from St Mary's, their co-coach, after a Saturday night win. St Mary's 13-9-87, Leopold 10-7-67. Robbo, thanks for your time. It could have been so much bigger, though, based on the quarter time score. You blew them out of the water, put the game to bed at quarter time, but after that, it was a bit more of a contest.
Yeah, thanks, Kenny. Yeah, look, absolutely. At quarter time, we were thinking it was. We're in a really good position. We hit the ground running, and we wanted to start well, and to be 7 goals to zip, I think it was pretty nice. But to Leopold's credit, I guess they fought back, and you know, at some points in the last quarter, you know, could have been even closer.
Why were you 7 goals up at quarter time? What did you do so well that basically stopped them from scoring, but also had you guys banging on seven?
Well, I think we probably just got first use. I mean, if you think about the first bounce of the game, we got the clearance and we're able to win the stoppage numbers and win them well. And when we were able to make it a forward half game and just keep that scoreboard pressure on them, we hit the scoreboard well, but it turned a bit from there.
Yep. Is there a sense of the guys might have switched off a little bit after quarter time? You know, when you get 7 goals up like that, especially in the conditions you're playing, you're never going to lose the game. Is there potentially that sense of complacency can creep in?
Yeah, I think it can, which is disappointing, I think, on our behalf. And was probably the one thing we talked the most about after the game is, you know, the good sides can continue the momentum and keep the foot on the gas. And perhaps we did switch off a bit, but probably don't want to take too much away from Leopold. They knuckled down and they just, in the end, grounded out and were able to probably turn that stoppage number around, which enabled them to get more scoreboard pressure on us.
If they got back to within 20 points in the last quarter, were there any nervous moments in the box, or was that sort of run at you not one that was ever going to come to fruition for them?
I don't think it. I mean, we got a bit nervous there for a while. I don't think it was really going to be a case of they were going to beat us. But, you know, they just absolutely outscored us from quarter time. And unfortunately for us, it got a bit closer than what we would have liked.
Yep. Talk to us about who impressed. Completely different side to grand final day, maybe 8 or 9 changes from the side that lifted the cup 18 months ago. Who impressed last night?
I think there's no doubt that Trent West is probably the best ruckman in the comp, and we saw some enormous development from Sam Conway, who's on Williamstown's list and couldn't break into our 2019 side from just a balance point of view, but just to see, I guess, his physical growth, but just his growth in his football was fantastic. I think Harry Benson and Jack Blood played good footy. Harry, unfortunately, started to cramp up late in the third quarter, which impacted his ability to get the ball in our hands first. And then I think even someone like young Keaton Rayner, who's probably been thrown a little under the radar, but he played a great game of footy too. So, I mean, he'll only get better.
Yep. You had 10 individual goal kickers. All individual goal kickers by the looks of it. Is that right?
That's a great stat, Kingy. I don't know, actually. But if that's the case, that's pretty good. That makes it harder for opposition sides to understand who to put their time and energy into. So if we get a spread, that's probably how we want to play the game anyway. So that's a good result for us.
I was going to say, you're not going to be relying on a key forward, which is probably similar to 2019. You didn't have one key focal point. You know, you built yourself around like likes of Lang up forward, but not necessarily requiring them to kick bagfuls of goals.
Yeah, no, and that works for us. I think if we look at our pre-season, Langy's hit the scoreboard multiple times and probably definitely been our key forward, but we had a few other taller players up forward in Charlie Sprague and Darcy Churdwin, so they you know, probably wasn't ideal conditions for a 6'2", 6'3" forward, but they'll be better for the run, no doubt.
Did I see Harvey Ryan got a debut? Is that correct?
He was in the mix. Didn't break through. He was close, but unfortunately for Harvey, he's hurt his ankle playing in the early game, so I'm not sure what the prognosis on that one is. But he's certainly been close, and he's had a great pre-season.
Some reports out of Werribee that Jay Dalhouse might have got hurt Friday night. Of course, on your list, we'll play with you guys when not required by the Tigers. Have you had an update on that?
Yeah, I spoke to Jay last night. I was unaware until I was talking to him before the game, but he said he's hurt his knee, and he'll need to get that reviewed on Monday. He's fairly confident it's not a significant knee injury and hopefully just a few weeks, but I guess that would suggest that can't imagine he's going to be playing his first game at wherever he comes back from injury, so hopefully we might see some footy out of Jay as well.
St Albans next week, who had a great hit out yesterday against Colac. You caught some of that action. What did you make of the Super Saints, Robbo?
Oh, I thought they were pretty impressive, Kingy. Look, every coach will, first words out of their mouth is usually pressure, and they brought that. They really took it to Colac, and they looked pretty dangerous actually up forward with multiple options. Very different looking St Albans, and our boys are going to need to bring their best.
The quick turnaround, I know it's a week, but you played Saturday night. I'm guessing it's straight into recovery today and then get yourself ready for next week. And with those conditions last night, they're pretty taxing. Not the heat of last week that the Bellarine clubs had, but more just, I suppose, the inclement weather and having to crack in probably a little bit harder with the ball on the deck more than it is in the air.
Yeah, I think it's just the battering that happens on game day that's not in round one, particularly when it's not a practice match. And I was talking to Jace about this after the game, because Jace, he had no bench to run with in the last 15 minutes. And we were, although we were managing some rotations, we were pretty bruised and battered as well with just cramp and just collision injuries. So we need to be really conscious of that in our recovery. I think the reality is the boys just haven't played footy for so long that it's, as much as you can train for it, it's still pretty difficult. So, yeah, we'll need to do the work early in the week and get ourselves right.
No significant injuries out of last night, Robbo?
No, nothing that should impact our selection next week, King, which is a pretty good result for round one.
Anybody miss last night that you might consider for next week?
Nick Knott's probably a chance to play his first game for us next week. Shermo, he had a bit of an interrupted pre-season with a hand injury. He got through his first game. And the McMahon twins got their first game post the cricket season. So there's plenty of options for change. Yeah.
Fantastic. Robbo, well done on the win. Good start to a premiership defence to put away another finalist from 2019. It took you, the first quarter to get probably the 4 points in the bank, but then you had to battle away after that. But it's a good result. It's 4 points that they can't take off you. And good luck next week against the Super Saints. It'll be a cracker out there at the Gordon TAFE Oval.
No worries, Kingy. It's nice to get off the mark.